So I don't know what that means in terms of this project, but it's happened a few times.
Okay. All right. Well, that was scenario one. We're going to go to scenario two now. So, you want to attach a note to an offered quiz indicating to your TA that the quiz needs to be edited so it is more suitable for international students.
Oh, okay. So I got to instruct your notes.
So task one is find out where in the metadata tagging tool you would be able to tag this kind of information. Okay.
Need to fix.
So there's instructor notes. Okay. So task two is once you found the area that allows you to add your note, attach the proper metadata tag and corresponding note, and then save this metadata. That was scenario two. Do you have any comments to make about this section? Or
if I were to check a couple of these,
you need to fix the initial off of the other side.
That's a bug.
So the idea is that one notes section would correspond to all the things I checked over here in the metadata.
Okay.
I mean, I don't think that's a problem.
Right.
Just checking.
Okay. And so also, I'm sorry. Also, there needs to when you select the metadata, it needs to as of now the way it's implemented, you need to click update. We don't have it dynamic.
Oh.
So that the metadata.
Oh, so say oops.
So that's
have I lost my thing here?
Yes.
As the prototype is now.
Oh, but look, it's still over here.
Yeah,
I can copy and paste it.
Yeah, our prototype's a little bit buggy still. And so so that's kind of how our prototype is now, and kind of how our user interface works as of now. So I don't know if you have any other comments to make about it.
Losing text is something I generally don't like to do.
Right, right, absolutely. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Did we talk at some point in our discussions? There was the topic came up of switching context saved stuff. Did you decide whether that was a good idea or not?
We haven't decided. Switching context automatically saves what you have, right? Does save.
I mean, well, that was what we talked about, but
I
don't know that we made any decisions.
Yeah, we didn't make any decisions.
No, we just assumed that you would just save everything, finish everything, and then move on to the next one.
Well, I didn't even notice this update button.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And because Topher, pointed me at it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
And so
right.
I would have, it looks like I would have just hit save and gone on and lost some information here.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you could conceive of a situation where you say, oh no, I'm doing the completely wrong thing, and I go back to the start and wanting to reinitialize everything.
Mm-hmm.
We'll think about it we have another prototype to make,
uh-huh.
So we'll think about it, maybe we'll add that feature for the third prototype.
Isn't the semester almost over?
Yeah.
One more,
one
more chance to change it.
Yeah, but
I mean, I don't even know what the right thing is. It seems like, that's something that you might address in whatever write-up you put in.
Right.
Here's the
and
you could do this or you could do this, and not clear what's better.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Okay, so that was scenario two. So now the last one, scenario three. So you'll have to bear with me. It's kind of a long intro. You have just authored a quiz and want to attach information regarding the areas of software development that is being tested through this activity. Specifically, you want to indicate that the quiz tests students on their ability to determine which section of a particular piece of code needs to be modified within a given problem. So task one is find the section of the metadata tagging tool that will allow you to attach this type of metadata to your quiz, which you've done.
Except when I
and so
when I clicked the little arrow, it unchecked my box.
Okay. So task two, which is what you're working on.
Okay.
Now that you've found the area for tagging this information, you need to tag the activity with the tag, indicate what to modify, and attach a corresponding note, and save the metadata.
The boxes are aligned kind of weirdly.
Yeah, it's a little buggy still, but that box belongs to indicate what to modify.
Okay.
Yeah, prototype's still a little bit buggy, but
so what was I supposed to do with this modification quiz?
You tag it with indicate what to modify.
Okay.
And attach a corresponding note to go with that piece of
Okay.
Candy.
Let's see.
Mm-hmm. Like,
just a reminder,
you probably want to click on update before you
tell Sorry. That's how the prototype is now, but the future implementation is to have
Boy,
it dynamic.
So, it's so weird that I keep missing that.
Okay, and then go ahead and save the metadata.
Okay, neat.
Okay. That was the end of scenario three. Do you have any comments to make about this section of our interface?
Well, nothing other than the checks seem to be going off.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
So what happened,
So when I clicked on the arrow.
Uh-huh. The check went away.
Check went away. Yeah.
Okay.
And that seems to be the case for both the inner checks and the outer checks.
Okay.
Can only have one of these open at a time?
No. Oh wait. For now, that's how it is, but
mm-hmm.
We can fix the problem.
Is that the right thing?
What do you think? Do you think you will prefer to have more than one open at one time?
When you do that, does this become a scroll bar?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. If the update button goes
mm-hmm.
down below the scroll box, then I'm sure they're never seen.
Yeah, we have to make it dynamic.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's definitely.
We have to make it dynamic.
Yeah. Actually, Nate told us the same thing, and our classmates told us the same thing, and yeah.
I'm
not
going to get
rid of that. Yeah.
Okay. If you don't have any further comments about this section, we are going to give you a questionnaire that we hope you can fill out for
okay,
us.
Okay, good.
Just circle for each question, please. And also, you can think aloud if you want to as you answer the questions. We would
okay.
benefit from it.
Let's see. So the only thing I seem to have seriously screwed up is the update button. Great in general. But I completely spaced on the update button. I think the metadata tagging tool would be valuable for both instructors and the TAs. I think I might want the TAs to only have access to a subset. I'm not sure what that subset would be. So the instructor notes is some, you know, obvious thing that the TA ought to be able to provide information for.
Uh-huh.
But for these other things, the cognitive learning and the topics. For cognitive learning and topics, I would rather, you know, any changes to that information come through me rather than be supplied by somebody else. I think the metadata tagging tool would be useful for future new users of UCY. New students or new instructors?
Yeah, instructors, TAs.
Instructors. easy and intuitive, sounds good. Improvement over UCY's current form of managing and tagging metadata. 6. let's see. I don't think I can use this because there are key features missing. I don't believe there. Well, do we count topics?
Topics, no.
Okay. So we should just count the things that are
what's
there.
What's implemented for now? Yeah.
Okay. Bookkeeping metadata section is a helpful feature. Sure. All the features I need to accomplish my task. What's relation?
Where is it?
It's part of the.
We just use the. There's this metadata standard called the
SCORM. Publisher and individual. I mean,
mm-hmm.
So if I'm sitting here generating quiz questions, am I the publisher? Is UC Berkeley, UC Regents the publisher?
I'm not sure. I think that information will be auto-generated once you specify it once. But I'm not sure how detailed that will be.
Why are coverage and description in here when they show up later?
Where do they show up?
Well, coverage is presumably going to be in topics.
Okay.
And description is, it's not description, right?
Description is different from personal notes.
Description. I remember now. Description was, we started with bookkeeping and then I clicked description and we did update and then it came in.
Yeah.
Okay, so this, I was confused. I thought this was in one of the other things. But it does seem like, well, coverage at least seems like it ought to be grouped with topics rather than.
Okay, sure.
What's identifier?
Okay, so
looking at this whole batch of things, so title, we need that. Author, we need that. Contributor, we might need that, I don't know. Coverage seems to be more of a topic thing.
Okay.
Description. Description seems like less bookkeeping to me too, but I don't know where I'd put it.
Mm-hmm.
Identifier, I don't know what that is. Language, I assume that would always be English for stuff I'd be working on. Date modified, we need. Learning goals, I bet is here in cognitive learning.
Mm-hmm.
Publisher, I don't know what that is, or relations, or rights, I guess we need. And source and type, I guess we need. So, let's see. So, regarding number 8, I think it contains what I need, but it contains all these other things that ought to be elsewhere.
Sure. Okay. Is there anything else you want to add to this list that's not there?
I can't think of anything right now.
Okay, so we can't actually reduce the list.
Oh, the course.
Hmm?
The course.
Oh. Okay.
What about
the course number?
So CS3 or Merced. and what about what semester it got used in? So here's a learning object, and I used it in Fall 03, Spring 04, and Spring 05.
Mm-hmm. Probably want they created too. Right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about information on history, a list of who has edited this?
Does editing an activity make it a whole new learning object?
Well,
although you could have its ancestor.
Yeah, I think right now it does make it into a whole new learning object, but eventually, I mean, the vision is to make it have different versions all linked together.
Well, that should be here, but I don't know what how it would look.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's pretty complicated, right?
Yeah.
Not just a checkbox.
Okay. Maybe we'll think about that later.
Stuff I would never use.
Do you want to keep rights and relation, or do you want to get rid of it?
Well, I don't know what relation is, so I... So I can't tell. And rights seems like something that needs to stay. Along the lines, at least in some... so what happens now when you... oh, okay, so it gives me a text box to write. So what I need to say is that I stole this assignment from Owen Astrakhan at Duke, or from Stuart Regis at Washington, or from Nifty Assignment website number 833.
Uh-huh. That
information
keeping the rights.
Yeah. And what is source again? Where I got it?
Yeah.
And rights is why
rights.
I get to use it.
Rights maybe like copyright information for people.
Or at least who's letting me use it.
Yeah, well, we have to read the description on what they mean by rights, for example, core, but, yeah.
Anyway. Okay, should I go on?
Yeah.
Okay. Cognitive learning. Cognitive learning is wonderful. Contains all the features I need. What did you guys decide to do with application? So here it is with just a single checkbox. But but and the information I would like to include is this links to learning object number 27,218.
Application?
Yeah. And the reason there is what's being applied.
Okay.
Personal notes looks fine. Preview. Preview is great because I can copy text that went away. Navigation bar is great. I have no problems with it. Method in which the metadata tagging tool helped me to select and tag my metadata.
Yes.
This is great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks a lot. Did you have a rating for number 8 or?
Well, let's see. We only thought of one thing, a couple things that it had. Well,
okay.
So my comments were more things that it had that I didn't want.
Okay. Okay, great. We also have a few general follow-up questions that we'd like to ask you. What did you find most useful in the metadata tagging tool?
Well, given that hardly anything is tagged at the moment,
mm-hmm.
and this looks to provide a pretty painless way of getting metadata into the system. I mean, that's like a big step up. So, where before, I guess it was. I mean, it's hard to call it painful because because poor Lois was what was the person that
okay, that. Okay,
I mean, you gave us what we had already, but I hate to insult you.
Oh, no, it's okay. I mean, I need learning. I mean, to learn how to build a better interface.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and you spend all semester thinking about this.
It's more about the process, the iteration that we went through. Actually, the course was helpful. Even though, I mean, at the end it looks like that this was the product of the entire semester, but from the point that we started and we changed each
One thing we saw was the first paper prototype or the first one that we made, you know how it was actually more complicated than this one.
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, oh, we're making something simpler. Feel like we're doing less work. But actually, the simpler, it's simpler for us to implement, but also simpler for the user, too.
Mm-hmm.
So, we actually thought there's no need to create this complicated tool.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so in terms of, I mean, this, I can actually look forward to using this.
Okay, great. What did you find difficult or time-taking or confusing?
I don't think I found anything difficult.
Maybe it was going to update button.
The update button. So count that as.
Okay.
Given that there were at least twice, I completely ignored it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I guess there's the question of, you know, if I change my mind midstream, what happens?
Okay.
They're fine.
Do you think that's a good way to reprint?
It's certainly clear, you know, the stages that things are going through, and you know, maybe after a while, what I would want would be some way to move on from the keyboard rather than mousing.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, just looking at it now, it's real clear what each now, you know, cognitive learning might not have a meaning to somebody else,
right.
But and you know, maybe that means that there's some sort of you need some sort of drop down help feature or something.
Right.
But other than that, you know, it's very clear what's to be done and where to do it and so forth. And so.
Okay.
The notes. I guess I. If I were in a hurry, the notes would be the first thing to suffer.
Okay.
But you know, in some ways, the tool doesn't get in the way of my wanting to get stuff done fast. I mean,
okay.
it seems to. The things that are really important to provide, the information that's really important to provide is easy to provide, and so that's a nice thing.
Okay, did you find anything that was not useful or essential?
Let's see, so we were talking about the various things in the bookkeeping.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All the rest looks fine.
Okay. Any suggestions to improve our tool.
No suggestions. So where to go from here? I mean, so it looks like we'll be hiring a programmer to, and this project will be among the things that we'll throw in that programmer's lap.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm just curious about, you know, how much distance there is between where this project's going to end up and where the programmer needs to start to.
It's going to be too difficult to actually do the back end project. I see how it is.
I think that's true, but the challenge is how to integrate it for the rest of the UCY.
Yeah.
Well, that's going to be. You know about WISE 3?
I heard about it.
Yeah, so WISE is getting totally revamped.
Mm-hmm.
And. So in some ways, it's even more of a challenge because you know we're inventing things from we're reinventing the wheel basically.
Mm-hmm.
I had an interesting little experience.